Dr. Saber, Attending Officer on Patient Terry O'Mazelli, T-E-R-R-Y, O'Mazelli, O-M-A-Z-E-L-L-E, date of birth is 8-3-1949, date of service is 6-9-2026. The patient is a 76-year-old African-American female, referred to senior by Dr. Aoun, A-O-U-N, for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. Past medical history includes the following: 1, diabetes mellitus type 2, currently on insulin pump, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next chronic kidney disease stage 3A, next left renal artery stenosis more than 75%, next coronary artery disease that's supposed stenting times 6, next that's supposed TAVR, next abdominal wall hernia prepagraph. Past surgical history includes perforated diverticulitis, that's colectomy and colostomy placement, next TAVR, next cardiac stents times 6, next EGD prepagraph. Allergies, she's allergic to sulfa. Social history, patient is widowed, ex-smoker, occasional alcohol, no drug use, she's a retired accountant. Prepagraph, family history, father with history of alcohol use, coronary artery disease, diabetes. Mother died at the age of 94, she has diabetes, hypertension, end-stage kidney disease. Sister died from complications of CVA. Brother had hypertension and died from complications of CVA. Another brother died after the diagnosed Down syndrome. Family history, another brother is blind, another brother has schizophrenia, another sister has diabetes and hypertension. Another sister has cervical cancer, another brother has hypertension. The paragraph review system reveals occasional headache, not just pain, dyspnea on exertion positive, heartburn positive, no nausea in the body, no abdominal pain. She does have firm stools from her colostomy, no melena, no blood in the stools. She does have a report dark stools when she takes oral iron. And not any nocturia or straining upon urination, she has complete bladder emptying, the not any leg swelling. She does have weak leg muscles. She reports good memory and tingling sensation of her feet or other systems. Are reviewed and are negative. Immunization, she received 4 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Current medications are reviewed and include the following. Nifedipine 60 milligrams. In the morning and 30 milligrams in the afternoon. Next, spironolactone, next furosemide, atorvastatin, labetalol, clonidine, Labrix, nephrovite, calcitriol, coq10, vitamin C with iron, vitamin D3, dentonaprost, eye drops, famotidine, insulin pump, and continuous glucose monitor sensor for Libre, and hydralazine, 50 milligrams TID. Physical examination, vital signs, as mentioned above, the TNT, people generally articulate and accommodation. Injected conjunctive and anipedic sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugubin suspension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no dental bagger, no supple, assessment of rigidity, heart sounds are regulated and rhythm. She does have CSTS, cystic ejection, number 2 over 6 at the apex, no murmur, no rub, no friction observed. Two paragraph lungs, acute auscultation of records of the abdomen soft. No hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no guarding the bowel or rigidity extremities. There's no edema at the lower extremities, skin, no skin, no thought. The neuro exam is non-vocal. Investigation showed the following. Hemoglobin from May is 7.4. Labs from Methodist Hospital show GFR of 38 milliliters per minute and 45 milliliters per minute, respectively. Two paragraph assessment and plan. 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A/3B. We're going to recheck her kidney function. and follow closely. Avoid nephrotoxic agents. The paragraph next, hypertension. Labile, we're going to review her home blood pressure log and advise accordingly. Her labetalol may need to be switched to a more stable beta blocker like bisoprolol. We'll consider that next visit. Continue current regimen, however, for now. Next, diabetes mellitus type 2. Continue insulin pump. Next, left renal artery stenosis. We'll review kidney size on ultrasound. If there is no discrepancy in the kidney size and her blood pressure is being able to be controlled with medication, she would not need intervention. Next, coronary artery disease has post planting time 6 for the beta crown. Next, has post TAVR. Period. Next, hyperlipidemia. Period. Paragraph. Attack the crown for a meet you patient consultation. I'm going to see you back in 1 month with preclinical labs, and we'll keep you updated on her progress and the report. Thanks.